little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, July the 16th, 2018. Hope all is well. We're looking forward to a really good weekend. Got a lot to do today. We've got a lot to get into today. A lot of reviewing to do today. We call this Reaction Monday. We want to know, what did you think about the weekend? What did you think about the sports weekend that included the France beating Croatia 4-2 in the World Cup finals, their second World Cup championship? And someone can explain to me the difference in silver and gold and these the balls and bells and I don't know, some of the stuff they gave out. We can talk about a little bit about that in a rain-soaked celebration for France after the game was over. Major League Baseball from the weekend. Braves lose 2 out of 3 against Arizona. They won yesterday to close out the, I want to say first half of the season, but before the All-Star break, I guess we'll call it half, even though they're past halfway. Phillies yesterday lost, let me see if I'm right with saying that. Phillies, yeah, lost yesterday. So the Braves headed to the All-Star break a half game back, or half game ahead of the Braves. Red Sox just win, and then they win, and then they win again. Yankees lost yesterday. 4.5 game lead for Boston now as we go to tonight's home run derby and then tomorrow night's All-Star game. The British Open is this week. It is at Carnoustie. There is some saying that this is one of the hardest venues they've ever seen for the British Open. Firm and fast. A lot of irons off tees. Speaking of the European, that side of the pond, Wimbledon finished up yesterday. Djokovic won, nice win for him, and he kind of cements himself in that, obviously top three, but a little history made yesterday. We'll tell you more about Djokovic as well. We had some controversy in college sports over the weekend with Papa John's Stadium, no longer the case. Now it's Cardinal Stadium, as the owner Papa John's had a racial remark a few months ago, and they've decided to take that off of their stadium. That's kind of an expensive endeavor doing all that, but we'll give you a little idea of what's going on in Louisville. You have a football season that some say begin today. I don't buy that. I've told you. I hate to be Mr. Cynic, but Dabo Swinney having the media over to his house tonight. I normally don't go to this, but in order to see that house, I might go tonight. We'll see. The golf tournament tomorrow, that's where the other shows, they don't start early enough for us. Plus, they probably wouldn't want us up there anyway. No, they don't start early enough for us, so we won't do that. But we'll have everybody after this show from all the assistant coaches and coordinators and Dabo up from up the reserve at Lake Kiawee. We have the college football semifinal sites set now through 2020. We'll tell you where those games will be played. The Gamecocks set their first practice date. That's Friday, August the 3rd. To me, that's still not the start of college football, but at least there's some things going on, some news to report as far as that goes. SEC Media Days in Atlanta this year, normally in Hoover, Alabama, or in Birmingham, I should say, in Birmingham, in Atlanta this year, Monday through Thursday. Today, you will have Kentucky, LSU, and Texas A&M down in Atlanta. The ACC media days go on Wednesday and Thursday. So, from Clemson's standpoint, media gets with Dabo Swinney's house tonight. Golf tournament, Dabo Swinney golf tournament, media tournament tomorrow. ACC media days Wednesday and Thursday. SEC media days, Kentucky, LSU, A&M today. Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Ole Miss on Tuesday. Alabama, Mississippi State, Missouri, Tennessee on Wednesday. Auburn, South Carolina, Vanderbilt on Thursday. The, as I told you, with Carnoustie coming up, not a great weekend in golf. Michael Kim wins the John Deere Classic. We had Brandon Stone winning the Scottish Open. We had a commitment over the weekend. Actually, on Friday, Juwan Gary, the basketball four-star player from Columbia, commits to Alabama over South Carolina. So Avery Johnson getting it done for Alabama. Nice pickup for him coming out of that. And besides that, really anything else you want to get into as the, I guess, a lot of football talk. We'll have a lot of audio for you coming out of the next few days with what all's going on, previewing the season. The producer of the show today, Mr. John Hyde, taking over for Zach Orr, who is in week two. Who gets 2 weeks, man? Who gets a fortnight of vacation? Zach does. He's across the pond. He's our correspondent with the Carnoustie, so maybe we get a little update from him a little later on. But we go to the best in the business when it comes out of the bullpen. Mariano Rivera, Mr. John Hyde. Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Couldn't be better. What? Tell me about your weekend, man. What'd you do?
Didn't do a whole lot. Went to the day job after here Friday. Came in Saturday. Did a little radio, and then went to church yesterday. Watched some of the World Cup final.
Nice.
It was a nice weekend.
Very nice. The World Cup was a high scoring affair.
It was.
I'm not sure it was a great game. I thought it was fairly exciting. I watched the second half, and I tell you what's pretty interesting is in the post game. Did you watch the post game stuff?
Some of it.
I don't know who the gentleman was, but he was ripping France. I was like, "What, dude? They just won the World Cup." He talks, "Well, their level of play wasn't high." So I'm like, "What?
4 goals isn't a high level of play?"
That's what I'm saying, man.
Sheesh.
Had one penalty kick in there, and he had the teenager kid. Mbappe did a he set the world on fire. I don't know the difference in the golden ball, the silver ball, or some of that stuff.
I think like the golden boot is the player scores the most goals in the whole tournament.
Right.
And I'm not
some dude from England won one of them. Some dude from Croatia won one of them, and then the teenager won one of them. There's like a young player or something. I don't know. So, there's some saying that Croatia was the best side, but I thought that France was the best side.
I thought that France was as well. Croatia is very talented. That was two teams that played the best throughout this whole tournament. Obviously, that's how they end up in the final. You know, Croatia winning so many games in extra time and in penalty kicks and. It was a great tournament. I thoroughly enjoyed over the last 6 weeks or so watching more soccer than I probably ever have.
Pretty high level play, right?
Yes, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Anything else this weekend, man? Sound like you had a pretty full weekend.
Yeah, that was good. Just kind of took it easy and caught up on some sleep. Slept in past 5 o'clock for a couple days. So that was nice.
Nice to be able to do some of that.
It is.
We went down to Columbia on Friday. I had a pretty interesting thing Friday night.
What
I've done this before. We do this on Lake Murray, this Purple Martin tour.
Mm-hmm.
These 750,000 birds fly out from Brazil, these Purple Martin birds.
Really? I never heard of this.
They all go to this Bomb Island. It's a pretty cool island where in World War II, I guess it was, the Air Force would practice dropping these bombs on this little island. In Lake Murray. Anyway, that's what I call it, Bomb Island. But these Purple Martins, these little birds, come from Brazil, like 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 miles away. And they come for a couple of months. Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Come here for the sports talk, stay for the history lesson.
There you go.
Who knows
what comes out of that. So we did that on Friday. Saturday, went to a wedding, very nice wedding over in Greenville, a good friend. And that was nice. And then church yesterday, and little nap, little golf. And it was nice. Had a nice weekend. But I get ready for this weekend, and a texter, by the way, makes a good point on our text line, Healthcare Text Line, 986-1566. Two of their goals were gimmies, on goal and penalty kick. Yeah. And then he had a sloppy goal there.
Yeah.
For I get that.
That's part of soccer.
I get that. But, I thought the best side won. Again, I hate to be the cynic. And I fully understand what they mean when they say it.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I get some... I don't want to push back. Pushback's not the right word. I understand people getting excited because we will hear from Dabo Swinney tonight. We will hear from Dabo tomorrow and Brent Venables. I like that. And if you're listening all day tomorrow from up at the Reserve, it's great. What I don't want to do is overstate what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, David Hood, who is an excellent writer.
Right.
An excellent writer for TigerNet. Him and Nikki do an unbelievable job. Expecting their first kid. That's going to be awesome for them. Has an article that came out yesterday. And for him, it's true because he'll have to write something every day between now and the first of, or late the January, hopefully.
Yeah, Lord willing, we're going in January.
Right. Middle of January, hopefully.
Middle. And really after the parade and everything else, we can go to end of January.
Right, but yeah, right.
I get the point you're trying to make.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
With that said, his article yesterday is football season's finally here, period. It really is, period. Now, it's not. And for him, it is because he's working every single day. I get it. I mean, it's work, yes. But to me, we're talking about just a bunch of words, man. And really, I can just tell you what's going to happen. And again, I don't like being the cynical person. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be, tell you the one that has to say, oh, no, you're not, that's not the case. I don't want to be that guy at all. But in this case, it's true. They're going to say the same things.
Right.
I read an article early this morning about this is from CBS. It's the five things that we'll have to learn from the SEC media days. Number one, quarterback questions will hit Nick Saban hard. No, they won't. He'll dance around them.
He always does.
You won't learn anything about the quarterback situation in Alabama this week. He'll be asked 100 times, but he won't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo Swinney will be asked 100 times about his quarterback situation, but he's really not going to say anything. At least it's him saying it rather than me and you saying it.
Right.
But it's just a bunch of words, man. Number two will be plenty of questions around the league's quarterbacks. If I can find it on here, if that's right. Jake Fromm trying to hold off his guy, Stidham, can Nick Fitzgerald come back? Is Drew Locke the best of the West? Number three, Coach O goes under the microscope. Well, first of all, we want to understand what he says.
You put him under the microscope all you want. We're still going to need subtitles.
Right. And what's he going to say?
Nothing.
Yeah. Enormous pressure on Jimbo Fisher. Really, in year one, eh. And can Kirby Smart keep it up in year three? I don't know. Again, I hate being the cynic and saying, well, football season's not here. To me, this is better than June.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the last half of July and all of August, it's agonizing. Now, we get news and there might be an injury. Some freshman might do a lot better than we think. Some guy might be moving up the depth chart. And that's better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Believe me, that's better than soccer. That's better than... it's not better than golf. It's better than a lot of things. Better than cornhole.
Right.
It's better than the softball World Series.
Right.
Heck, might be better than a lot of baseball. I get it. But
yeah.
But football's not here. It's agonizing to me.
It's
because we're so close that we can like it.
Yep. It's so close you can taste it, but then you look up at that clock right above your shoulder there and it still says 47 days.
47 days. Now, when we get to go out to practice a little bit, that's pretty cool. But we're only there for 45 minutes probably. And so what can you see in 45 minutes? And a lot of it stretreching and little individual drills. And so, see that. At least it's some of that. I do like some of the scrimmage stuff. But even the scrimmage stuff, let's be clear about it. They script all the plays.
Right.
If you want your stats to come out one way, if you want your quarterback to have great confidence coming out, we can script what the plays look like. We script the defenses against certain offenses against certain defense. We can have almost whatever result we want.
Mm-hmm.
And mark my words, here's how you know it's frustrating as a fan. Frustratingly close, I guess you could say, as a fan. Because the first time that your favorite coach comes out and says, I tell you what, man, in that scrimmage today, we ran the football effectively. We ran it in short yardage. We ran it on first down. We ran it goal line. We were really great running the ball. The very next question is going to be, well, how about a run defense?
Yep.
That's frustrating to me. Quarterbacks threw it for 378 in the scrimmage today. Oh, my God, that's great. The pass protection was good. The quarterbacks were on target. The receivers caught the ball. Where's the pass rush? Where's the secondary help?
Yeah.
Frustrating, right?
Very frustrating.
But it starts today. Again, it's better than World Cup. It's better than Goofy Golf. It's better than the...
Fill in the blank.
Yeah. I kind of like the NHL playoffs. It's better than the NBA. And...
The NBA Summer League? Would you say it's better than the Summer League?
It's better than NBA Silly Season, too. Anyway, this is frustrating from my standpoint. We'll at least we get to hear from them, though.
Absolutely.
I want to know today, what'd you think of the weekend? Also, what do you want to hear? Like, what would make your day today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, of all the things you're going to hear? And we come back, I'm going to tell you what you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But... of all the things that you could hear, what do you want to hear from your team? What is it that, what's the best news you can hear from your team?
Okay.
We'll get to that coming up. Our friends at Roosters want to invite you to come have a completely different haircut experience. Who else does it where you get a hot towel treatment? Who else can do it where you get the straight razor shave? Straight razor shave on the back of the neck as well. Who does that? Who's going to make you feel like $1 million and treat you like a man and have you in there looking like $1 million, smelling like $1 million? Roosters, the modern barbershop that really puts the modern touches on it. You're going to absolutely love our friends at Roosters. Go by and see them. Ask about the customer loyalty program, about the refer a friend program. It's off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. Their phone number, 884-8920roosters.com. That's Roosters MGC. I should say roostersmgc.com. Go by and see our great friends there. I will tell you every quote that you will hear when we come back. But I want to know from you, what is it that you want to hear? What's the best news you could hear? With John, I'm Mickey. The Reaction Monday edition. More return right after this.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Twiler Show is on the air.
Get word out on the streets right away.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Services, a repair company here in South Carolina. They would love to have you get in touch with them about anything that you could do in your from a foundation standpoint, meaning cracks in your exterior brick or mortar, meaning cracks above doorways or windows, meaning any fix any of those foundation issues. They also do an awesome job when it comes to getting your crawl space and taking care of your crawl space out there. Let them take care of that for you. And then finally, they are moving and having a huge new building to the upstate of South Carolina, and they want you to get in touch with them about a bunch of hiring that they're going to be doing. And they are looking right now. They've got 8,000 square foot office and warehouse space over in the Spartanburg area. And they're looking to hire right now. They have the crews that they need to hire more guys and girls. And, man, I'd love to love for you to inquire about that if you want to change your career and work at a great space with excellent pay and health insurance and 401k and a fun atmosphere. They're going to train you. You don't have to have any experience. They can train you for that. You can visit CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, or call them at 864-475-1671, 475-1671. John, here's what's going to happen.
All right.
And again, it goes to show you how starved we are. We don't do this. Well, the NFL has training camps and the NFL has exhibition games. Major League Baseball has spring training. Obviously, the folks in the NBA have summer league and then they have exhibition games. Football, high school football has jamborees. And so you can go watch your team play, and most high school practices are open. Most of these college practices are closed, so we get a little bit frustrated by that, and there's really a lack of information coming out of all those things. But here's what's going to happen. And I go back to, I told the story before, where Sam Blackman and I were at football practice, but Coach Ford would close practice as well, and very few people were ever allowed out there. And the media certainly was not allowed. One time, Al Muskowitz, who was a writer for the Anderson Independent, it was his first day, and Al was a Philly guy and a bebop guy that had his bebop hat on, whatever, and he'd say, "Hey, Danny, why don't you guys come out and practice, watch practice?" And Coach Ford said, "Buddy, I don't come to your office and watch you type. You don't come to my office and watch me coach football."
That's fantastic.
So we don't watch anybody type through all that. Anyway, but this older gentleman from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution comes out, and he doesn't have a recorder, a pen, or paper, or pencil, or anything to write on. And he's interviewing Coach Ford afterwards, and Sam's like, "You don't have anything to record this with." He goes, "Son, they say the same things. If you've been doing this long enough, they'll say the same things." So at the SEC Media Days, today, Kentucky, LSU, and A&M.
Okay.
Mark Stoops will go up there, and he will be asked, "Coach, you're entering your, let me make sure I'm saying what year he is. You know, you're a veteran here now. You've been here many times now. You're entering your sixth year at Kentucky, and you're 26 and 36 overall. And you've been 7-6 the last two seasons. How is it entering your sixth season?" "This is, we feel more confident about this football team than we had yet. This is our best senior leadership. We had more voluntary workout participation. Our weight room guys, our strength staff says in the all season, our guys were more dedicated. We feel like this is the best shape we've been in. Our leadership is better than we've had here. And the schedule's going to be tough, but we've recruited our guys, and we feel very good about the players we have coming back." Really? Nobody has ever gone to it going, "Boys, hang on. I'm going to be on the hot seat by the end of this thing. We don't feel good about it at all. Our leaders suck. Our seniors aren't very good. And they didn't work out very hard this summer. We're not in very good shape.
Right.
And this ain't going to be good."
Season ticket holders, get what you can, pennies on the dollar, because they ain't worth nothing.
StubHub them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them now. Eat those tickets now. You don't want to be caught in this sinking Titanic. Go ahead and get ready to throw the chairs over the board.
It's, you don't need to be happen. Coming to Commonwealth Stadium this fall, people. Just go over to Rupp and get ready for basketball.
Right. Get ready.
Probably what he should say. But.
Get ready to watch some round ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Kentucky players, I can look it up, tell you what Kentucky players, but the Kentucky players will tell you, boy, they have worked out. This team is more unified than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We feel closer than any team we've had. And blah, 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 blah.
Was that blah, blah, blah an impersonation of Ed Orgeron's media day, or is that just kind of the runoff of what Kentucky players will play?
Now, he'll be asked about hot seat.
Oh, of course.
And you know what? Rightfully so, he should be. Because LSU, I don't see how. I told this story the other day, too. My wife's very, very good friend will soon be engaged to an LSU graduate. Matter of fact, they were in Baton Rouge this past week and got their car stolen.
What?
How about that?
That's awful.
And they found it wrecked later on. Anyway, so we're sitting around talking football. He's a huge fan. And when I look at the schedule, John, I see 7-5. When he looks at the schedule, he sees 10-2.
All right.
Because that's just what we do. We are so much more optimistic about our team. I think they struggle with Miami, at Auburn, at Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Texas A&M. I mean, when two of those six and you go 8-4.
Yeah.
And that's if you don't slip up at Arkansas, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, you know.
Does Troy come back to town this year? Or ouch. They got them off the schedule.
Very ouch. No revenge game against Troy this year.
I can say that because Troy almost came in here and did the same thing to us. That game was closer than anybody wanted to be.
Yeah. But Clemson's going out. LSU.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because, real Death Valley, but we'll save that topic for another day.
I love it. So anyway, you'll hear from those guys today. And then Jimbo Fisher will be asked about Florida State. And you know what? Jimbo, what happened at Florida State? Why did you leave Florida State? He'll say some very nice things about Texas A&M. He will not say anything negative about Florida State. It was just the right time. I wanted to be here, blah, blah. But he won't say anything about, you know what? There's a lot of coach speak. He won't say, the president and I didn't get along. And the AD didn't give me the things I wanted. And I was trying to compete against Clemson, and they were getting everything. And we're not getting anything. So I hightailed it out of there. It won't happen that way.
No.
I'm not going to say anything about those guys.
Be the right move for my family, and it's, you know.
Where are you? Look, I don't want to talk you into being cynical, Steve.
Right.
I did this thing last night. I said something about somebody. It didn't go like that. It was, you know, cynical Steve with the, anyway, cynical Steve. I don't want to talk you into being negative Nelly guy.
Right.
What's your excitement level for ACC Media Days, SEC Media Days, Dabo Swinney Golf Tournament, Dabo Swinney Meeting, talking season beginning today?
I get excited. I like for the Dabo's golf outing perspective, I like hearing from Robbie Caldwell and, you know, some of these coaches that we don't get to hear from during the season. I always find that to be refreshing. I enjoy the media days. I enjoy more of, to use for example, when Kwok and Kelly are sitting there on Radio Row and they're getting the players from NC State and the coach at Boston College, you know, they're getting those types of things. I find that to be interesting.
Right.
But, yeah, when you get down to where Dabo goes up on the podium there in Charlotte or Greensboro, wherever it is, and he's not going to tell you anything.
Right.
You know, that part is, I find to be frustrating. It's the smaller bits of information I find to be more enjoyable than necessarily the head coach talking.
We'll let you hear audio from all these guys coming up in the next couple of days. I hope that it's, you know, we can edit it out and get it all in there. If we can, we'll do that stuff. Because it is important to hear from them. But I just caution you. And again, I want to be clear about it. I think David Hood's a great writer, but football season's not here.
No. It's close.
Working season for him and writers and all is here. We're here every day anyway, so we got to talk about stuff anyway. But you know, it's a little bit different. We've kind of shifted. I did this thing years ago, John, where I talked about the five phases of college football season.
Mm-hmm.
And from a calendar year, well, you'd end up saying after the season's over. So not really calendar year, but when it, you know, after the national championship game, what has got? And so the first part of it would be signing day.
Right.
Phase two would be spring practice.
Mm-hmm.
Phase three would be when the magazines came out.
Right.
Phase four, in the old days, was when the EA Sports college football game came out. Boy, do we miss that thing.
Oh, gosh. I miss that game.
Thanks an awful lot, all the lawyers that screwed the thing up.
Mr. Bannon.
Yeah. Screwed that up.
Don't even get me started on that.
And then phase five would be when practice started. That was the five phases of the preseason football.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more excited about, but wouldn't it be nice if the video game came out like next week and like you'd be all pumped up?
It would have been last Tuesday.
Oh, man.
You could have already played a whole season.
Killing me. Of course, I sleep a little bit more now, which is good.
Halfway through the season, yeah. You know. I go back to when I was in college and could, you know, just play that game for hours, but it's neither here nor there.
So the question now will be, what, and again, I'm not trying to talk you out of, for instance, text message extraordinaire says this. He says that I count down the days on the calendar etched on my wall across each day off as we get closer to kickoff. I'm like a prisoner counting down his release. Attica, he says. He also says, Jimbo say, quote, the ACC was too tough of a conference. I thought I'd have a better chance of winning at all in an inferior conference like the SEC. We just suck more. Good for you.
Just means more, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it's the start of football season. I think it's the start of, like, football coverage season, I guess would be a good way to think about it. Because it is important for people like David Hood and stuff to bring you the coverage of everything that is being said. Because someone like me, I'm not going to sit down and watch every 20 minutes that Dabo speaks, you know, cover to cover. If I can get a synopsis of it.
It goes to show you just how big of fans we are.
Oh, absolutely.
And I guess there's some Colorado Avalanche fan that can't wait for their head coach to come on as training camp begins and says, boy, we feel great about our depth at goalkeeper and our blue line's probably as strong as it's ever been. And we can't wait to hear from the coach of the preseason hockey days, too, I guess.
With Zach.
Yeah. I mean, like today, yesterday, Tiger Woods and the guys, I'll keep up with a little bit. They're talking about how baked the golf course is, how dry it is. And so they're talking between now and Thursday. We got live from on the Golf Channel, which they're talking about what's going to happen. The older I get, man, it's just tough talking about what's going to happen.
Right.
I tell you, it's so much easier telling you what just did happen.
Absolutely.
Jackson and Knoxville. I like callers from or Texas from Knoxville. On our Helter text, I said a few years ago, I remember a Vandy coach saying, quote, the good is we have 22 returning starters. The bad is we have 22 returning starters. Might have been Robbie Caldwell. Robbie Caldwell's one of those guys saying, you'll ask him a question about the offensive line and in his old style, he'll tell you about, well, we got two ticks on a dog and we got to scratch that other flea off. We got, you know what? What? We got a couple of fishing rods in there and we're fishing. What?
You made me think of, we were, over the weekend, I did the After Further Review, the show with our Clemson students
right
here on Saturday mornings, and they were doing a Big 12 preview. It made me think of a text we got. Someone brought up Kansas. So Kansas football, the good news is they have a lot of their players returning and will play. The bad news is they have a lot of their players returning and will play.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. You don't want that. Yeah. You want a bunch of new players over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I'm kind of glad it's here. It means that we're closer, but it's not here.
Right.
It's talking season that is here. My friends at Prime Lending, speaking of talking season, all they truly really want to do is talk to you. All they truly really want to do is be able to sit down with you and say, what you're looking for? What's your family situation like right now? What are you really needing and where are you headed? PrimeLendingSC.com. I say don't call or don't go through a website. The reason I give you this website is because there's so many different branches that you can get in touch with. If you need a number, Mark Hawkins would love to talk to you here in the Greenville area. 230-9746. They can help you find a loan that fits you. Talk to them. Get started. Get a little hassle-free situation. How about 96% customer satisfaction through this process? Enjoy a new home. Enjoy your remodeling your home. Enjoy refinancing and having a little more on the spending side for you. Enjoy saving a little more. It's our friends at Prime Lending. Again, call Mark today, 230-9746. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let me know what you want to hear from your team, from your coach, from your players. If there's anything out there you'd love to hear from them. Also, I will give you a little Carnoustie update. Tell you just how firm and fast they're saying that is and what that could mean to the kickoff of the British Open. And I've got a pretty cool Palmetto Golf Report coming up. We'll talk about that when you return for more. It's Mickey Pollard Show more after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin Man, rely on science.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Whoa, you have a problem.
Yeah, cockroaches.
Well, frogs do eat roaches. It's great that you tried to take care of it yourself, but I prefer using the latest science from our entomologists to customize a treatment for your home. It'll help get rid of the cockroaches without all the mess. Ooh, did that one just...
Yep, right into my cereal.
Orkin, pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
This warm and sunny time of year should be filled with happy memories, road tripping to vacations. That is why My Garage by Essex wants you to have a happy car. Because who wants to spend their trip to the beach worrying about their car not starting or any other painful car mishaps? Not us. My Garage has a team of highly skilled mechanics with over 100 years experience who are honest, reliable, and professionally trained, which is reflected by doing the job right the first time. Don't leave your family's getaway up to chance. You all deserve to have a pain-free getaway. And while you wait for your car to be treated like the major investment it is, treat yourself to some hot coffee and free wireless anytime in our comfortable waiting room. My Garage is here for you. Come visit My Garage by Essex for all your maintenance and repair needs on Highway 93 in Clemson. Or call 633-5800. That's 633-5800. Happy motoring.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special. Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason, reason things went wrong.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Pretty cool Palmetto Golf Report today. Brought to you by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You know, I think so highly of the folks at Palmetto Dunes. And right now, you know, we are halfway through the summer. That's about right, halfway through the summer. I want to encourage you to get down to Palmetto Dunes. Get down and see the fine folks at PalmettoDunes.com on their website. Sign up for the email address. Go to their social media sites. I tell you what, don't go to social media sites unless you really want to go down there, because you'll see it. And what will happen is you'll find, you just get the itch, the urge. You know, it's kind of like these the great marketers seeing this thing. Man, you'll see some awesome sites of some wildlife and some beach photos, huge beaches, by the way. And then you'll see the golf, you'll see the tennis, and you'll see the food. You'll end up going, sign up and going. So only if you're serious about it, you know, go to PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning resort. You know how hard it is. There's so many great resorts out there. You know how hard it is to, you know, win awards when it comes to resorts now, but they do it every single year. These are great, great people. Go by and see your friends. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Pretty cool Palmetto Golf Report today. The USGA Girls Junior Championship is going on out in Poppy Hills, California. And we've got some girls that are committed to certain schools. Now, these are the ones who have actually signed their national letters of intent. We've got two Clemson players that are going to be there and one girl from Wofford that have already signed for Clemson, Lindsay May, 18-year-old out of Auburn, New York. And also Ivy Shepherd, 18-year-old out of Peachtree City, Georgia. Both of those will be playing. Also, Wofford has Speedy Kent. I love that name, Speedy Kent, from up in Wisconsin. She signed to play with Wofford. And I'm pretty doggone proud that my niece, Isabella Raw, who's 14, she is competing out. And she's playing with Lucy Lee, the number one ranked junior in the world. The little girl that was 11 years old had ice cream at the Women's U.S. Open. They're paired together today. By the field, there's only seven players younger in the field. There's five 13-year-olds, a 12-year-old, and an 11-year-old. But most of the field are the older ones out there. But pretty cool out in Pebble Beach and Monterey Peninsula and Poppy Hills. They're out there today. So Clemson commit and my niece, Isabella Raw, will be teeing off a little later today. Really cool stuff on our Palmetto Golf Report. By the great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We'll keep you up with that. The Boys Junior, the British Open, and give you a little review of how our local guys did tomorrow from the John Deere Classic. We'll tell you about that on our Palmetto Golf Report. Hey, the award-winning website is Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You're not an avid golfer. You're a recreational golfer, maybe. Mm-hmm. You play.
Yeah.
Growing up in Hilton Head, you just had to play. I mean, it's like living in right there at the base of Everest. You go, I don't really like mountain climbing any. I mean, you're at the Mecca, man. You got to go play some golf.
You got to play some golf.
Good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know this, John. I know we'll do this from our callers, our texters, and our Twitters. Our phone number, in case you want to reach us today, 654-ROAR. That's 654-7627. That's on our Northland Communication phone lines. Our healthcare text line, 986-1566. And on Twitter feed, at John_Height, H-I-G-H-T, or at Mickey Plyler. Let me know what you want to hear. John, get yours up. This is a texture on our Health Star text line. I want to hear, quote, Kelly Bryant is the greatest tight end Clemson's ever seen. Trevor Lawrence has taken over at quarterback. Well, that's not going to happen. He also says, when does fall camp start? It's the first week in August. I don't know if that's the second, third, fourth in that range, but it's the end of the first week of August, that weekend, right around there. So that's when the camp starts. I don't know if the Clemson's officially announced that or not. We'll ask Dabo that again tonight. The text wants to know, who's better, you or your niece? Well, she's better, of course. She's a future, absolute future superstar. 654-ROAR, the SEC Media Days. I'm interested that they changed it to Atlanta.
That is surprising.
It really, to me, I understand it, but I don't understand it. I understand why that you would play your SEC title game there.
Right.
You want to get back there, maybe. So I kind of get that a little bit, but maybe just make it easier. Look, if I'm maybe to more people, maybe it's just easier. Get more people out there. Maybe that would be easier.
I guess.
Get a couple phone calls here in this segment. 654-ROAR. Mike is in Anderson. Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Mickey, I'm doing well. I know you are. I can tell by the sound of your voice.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Thank you, sir. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, sir, I did. I'm not going to pay a lot of attention to the SEC Media Days, but ACC Media Days roll around. And we know this is not going to happen, but I'd like to hear Dabo, when he's asked some questions, say, you know what? We got a lot of talent coming back this year. We expect to compete for a national championship, but we took a step back last season at quarterback. We lost to Sean Watson. Kelly Bryant played his heart out. He didn't get a lot of help from the wide receivers, but we don't know if we're going to play Kelly or Trevor Lawrence. We know that Trevor is the better quarterback of the two, but Kelly has won the job, blah, blah, blah. How could he approach that? And I know he won't, Mickey, but we've talked about this since the end of last year. In your gut, for all the years you've been following Tiger football, what do you think is really going to happen this season? And I'll leave you with this question. Why is it when Kelly Bryant's defenders talk about the season last year. Kelly Bryant led us to the college football playoff, but when we had the embarrassing defeat to Alabama, it wasn't Kelly's fault. And I'll hang up and listen, Mick.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. That's a very interesting point. I say this all the time about amateur athletes, and I say it all the time about amateur athletes here in a small market. Like, we're not small. We're a big market, but we're a small town.
Right.
We're one of the top 30 markets in the country, I think, something like that. Greenville-Spartanburg is.
No big deal.
Kind of a big deal here. No, but on that side of it, they're amateurs. They're kids. They're students.
Right.
It's hard to criticize young people who are doing the best that they can do.
Absolutely.
However, if you're going to take all the praise that comes with the position, then I do think that you do open yourself up to the criticism that comes with it. Yeah. You know, to be the big man on campus at a big school and let's use Jake Fromm, for instance, at Georgia. You know what? It's nice to be the freshman starter and take a national championship game. When you throw an interception, though, you got to take that, too. It's just, it can't be all just peaches and cream here.
You got to have take the bad with the good.
Right. And so, look, and I've said it on the show many times, the Alabama game, that wasn't totally Kelly Bryant's fault.
Right.
Line at Blackwell, running game wasn't there. Not sure the game plan was great. Catch some injuries to Higgins and ETN. Give Alabama a lot of credit. Field position was terrible. At the same time, Kelly Bryant didn't play good in the game.
Right.
And didn't take some shots downfield, miss some open receivers, and there were some drops in there. Kane dropped a ball or two. And look, there were a lot of things that happened in there. And so, in the end, he gets his share of the blame. Not more than his share of the blame. Not more than his share. The same thing, not more than his share of the credit, because of all the plays that he was making before, what helped was when the line played well, when the receivers caught balls, made plays, when ETN and Choice and Feaster were making long runs. We probably get too much credit, too much blame for it all. That's a very good point that Mike made.
Okay. Team sport.
Right. And the quarterback gets unfairly too much of them. He's such a nice kid.
Right.
That we don't feel good about saying anything negative about him. And we love our own here. And again, he's going to go down as one of the most popular players out there ever. The first part of Mike's question is, what do I think will happen? And I see this playing out. This is different than Cole Stout and Deshaun Watson. Because Cole Stout had never really been the starter before. Deshaun Watson was a 175-pound guy that had a knee injury in high school, a collarbone injury in spring. As it ended up, had the thumb injury and had the torn ACL in his freshman season. They were exactly right about that. So this is not because Trevor Lawrence is bigger there. But what Dabo Swinney has already said is that in many ways, Trevor's already ahead of Deshaun Watson. He's got to beat out an incumbent that won 12 games last year.
Right.
Which is difficult to do. He's got to beat out an incumbent that won a title last year. And so that's difficult to do. Who went on the road and beat Louisville, Virginia Tech, NC State, and South Carolina. So that's tough to do. But he's very well equipped to do that. I know all the fans want it settled now.
Right.
It's not going to be settled now.
No. We're several days away from that being settled.
I don't need for it to be settled now.
No.
But the fans, we live in that microwave society where give it to me. I remember one time Homer Simpson looking at they're showing it from inside the microwave, and he's got his mouth's watering, and it's like 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. He's, okay, will you have anything faster than a microwave? You know, like, we have to have it now.
Right.
Let's not rush it. What does it matter? Let's let the thing play out. Remember, the guy's been doing it a long time. And remember, he's got a lot of different moving parts in there. He's got a lot of the seniors and a lot of Kelly Bryant's backers on the team and roommates and guys who've been through the program that worked hard. I get all that. Let's be fair to that situation.
Right.
This isn't a lame duck that can get nothing done. You can win a lot of football games and move the football with him. But what I would suspect would happen, at some point in time, Trevor Lawrence's upside and ceiling, as he gets more comfortable in the situation, he moves forward and takes over a majority of the snaps at some point in time. Is that in August? I doubt it. Is it in September? Maybe. Is it in October? Maybe. But let's just let the thing kind of play out a little bit, if that
absolutely
makes sense.
Absolutely. You got to enjoy the process.
Right. We all want it. We want it now. Hey, our friends at Priority One are the one of the top 25 security integrators in the country in 18 different states, family-owned and operated. You know, their community involvement and community serving the community first. We found that out with our Dabo Sweeney's All In with the Tigers for Tatas that we did, and how they matched every dime that we raised here. Every dime that you gave, they matched it. I love that. Seeing how these people are truly care about what we're doing here, and care about the community, which is really cool. To find out more about commercial, residential, or industrial security at the highest level, with the highest amount of technology, with the highest commitment level, go to PriorityOneSecurity.com. It's Priority, the number one, Security.com. They sponsor studios here. We couldn't be more happy with them. They're at my home. They're at their station. We love our friends at Priority One Security. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. Short break. We'll come back more right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are.